Yo, this your boy Chapo on here, kicking it to you live from the Chapo Cave. I don't know why Uncle Leroy gave me the controls to control this. So if you're weak at heart, you can't take foul language. Might be some foul language in there. You can't take certain jokes. You might as well get off here, because, man, I don't give a damn. So today we're talking about MJ and the Bad Boy Pistons. But first, we need you to click the link to join the show. You can chop it up with me. All y'all in the group, you talk trash to me. Come talk trash to me now. I got it live. Got it pop. So, look, go to the comments and click the links in the comments to join the show. Or you can just comment on the show. I'm going to answer all the questions you need. But we're talking about who the biggest whiners out of the Bad Boy MJ saga. So that touched me in The Last Dance. You know, I'm a Pistons fan from through and through. As you can see, who I'm rocking with. Wine, look at Uncle Leroy, man. He, I know he wasn't too far behind. He ain't gonna let me have the controls for too long while I'm doing this. So, man, I just got a question for y'all before I get into this. Man, are y'all a fan of Jordan? I want to know who all fans of Jordan. You feel me? I need to know if you're, you know, you're a fan of Jordan. You think he the GOAT? He think you, you think he, you know, think he bitch? you think LeBron better? Whatever. I need to know what's good with you, man. You know, let a brother know what's going on, man. I know y'all in the group because y'all be talking trash. Don't be scared now. It's Chapo got the controls. So I'm going to give y'all a couple minutes, you know, to jump on, you feel me? So, we at Big Brother. You gonna hop on? Or you scared? Are you scared to hop on? You feel me? MJ the GOAT? Nah, you think MJ the GOAT? Uncle Leroy, you think he the GOAT? Yeah, he the GOAT, but he the GOAT. He a GOAT bitch. I'm about to get into that later. I'm waiting for some more people to get on, man. You feel me? Like, this is strictly about the Pistons versus Jordan in the '80s, in the early in like 1990. I ain't talking about when Jordan went crazy. I'm talking about when they played the Pistons and then they did that walk off. You know, who was the biggest whiner? That's all I want to know. So before I see six of y'all on here. You feel me? Don't be afraid to talk, man. Y'all, you know, y'all be talking to me all throughout the group. Don't be afraid to talk to your boy, man. So, man, I would like to know y'all thoughts on the walk-off by the Bad Boys. Did you think it was bitch made? Did you think it was, you think it was cool? What you think about the walk-off by the Bad Boys? So I can start answering some of these questions. You thought they were bitches for walking off and not shaking hands? Do you think they, or you thought they did the right thing? Because Jordan was talking shit about them boys first. See, a lot of people don't know. Jordan disrespected them dudes right before they were about to sweep them. So Jordan told them people, told newspapers that the Pistons weren't really champions and they were back-to-back champs. You see, I rock the Pistons. You know who I'm going for in this debate. Man, I got the slippers on, got the hat. Man, lucky I ain't got the drawers on. But I'm going to tell you, MJ was talking shit about the Pistons. So that's what started the fucking walk-off. Nobody want to talk about it. But that shit Isaiah was saying was some PG bullshit in the in a documentary, but Steve-o, I think it was definitely bitch made. Jordan and the Bulls took the heart out them niggas. Nah, because they were old by the time Jordan did that, Steve, but the Celtics did it to the Pistons. So that was like a rite of passage in the 80s. You know, you just walk off the floor. You feel me? So I think they were doing that shit. And plus, Jordan was acting like a bitch to David Stern during the 80s. So, you know, it's a lot of bad blood, man. I mean, did the Indians shake hands with the Pilgrims? Did we shake hands with the Japanese and Paul Elba? No, man. We didn't do none of that shit. So we enemies, and I don't like you, man. I ain't shaking your hand, man. Fuck that sportsmanship shit. So that's what they were on. They was on, you know, they was on that shit. So they really hated each other. It was a rivalry. It wasn't no, it wasn't like no that little KD LeBron stuff. All right. Yeah, but they're not that old. They just had beat them 2 years before that. Well, Rick Mahomes was off that team they finally beat because he got traded. He had to go in expansion draft to Minnesota. So that wasn't the same team. They lost the, the chief out of that defense, the toughest person in their defense. They probably, Jordan would have probably lost that one because Rick Mahomes was bitching the shit out of Jordan and everybody else, Horace Grant, all of them. So it was kind of the same team, but they missed a big piece. Yes, Uncle Leroy, I said the Pilgrims, man. We all hoop in some point in time. You know, it's a sports group. We all done hoop. So I'm thinking, you know, y'all ain't got to a robbery where you, man, you ain't shaking no dude hand after y'all went to war. It just was like, man, whatever. So yes, I said Pilgrims. Yes, I said it. The Indians did. I mean, the Pilgrims did shake hands with the Indians before they fucked them. So it is what it was. So I think Jordan was a bitch because he ain't had to take it as far, man. It is what it was, man. You know, he could have just let that go. He could have let that go that it walked off. Man, y'all won. Enjoy your championship. You ain't got to block, you know, Zeke from the dream team doing all that bitch shit. And you still holding on to that bitch shit. It's almost, what, 30 years? So you still holding on to that. And I think Jordan is the biggest whiner out of this, man, because the Pistons walked off, didn't care nothing about it. Jordan start doing all this politicking, man. So I think Jordan the biggest whiner out of this, man. He want everybody to kiss his ass, man. Pistons ain't kissing no ass, man. I do think it's fucked up Isaiah wasn't on the dream team. Should have been part of that. Correct, Steve. He was the best. He was the best point guard they had in the league at the time because that's when Magic had HIV and Magic was old. And he was better than Stockton at that time. So he should have been on the team regardless. And all this that came from it was like bitch shit. And I respect Jordan. Jordan, go. I'm not going to say Jordan is trash, but Jordan, this was a LeBron-like moment. Everybody wanted to jump on LeBron for being, you know, soft. This was a soft moment for MJ. And, you know, the Pistons really rattled his cage. He should be thanking the Pistons because if it didn't make him get stronger, Jordan would have never won any championships. So I'm looking at it like the biggest whiner to me is Jordan. So who y'all think is the biggest whiner? I want to see some comments, you know, about who you think the biggest whiner is. You know, so I know everybody think the walk off a bitch made. I feel you. You know, it is what it is. It was enemies. I could get over that. But to be crying about backbiting, talking about, oh, I won't play. And Pippen, nobody gave a shit about Pippen back then in the 80s and 90s. So Pippen talking about, I won't play. So, what? You know, what's the deal? You know, Zeke should have been on that team. It wasn't a complete team without Zeke. And Jordan, man, should have just buried the hatchet on the documentary. But he's still keeping it up. Zeke was trying to be complimentary, even though it might have been bullshit. Lambeer already said, man, we did what we did. We ain't taking it back. So I respect Lambeer on that shit more than Zeke. You know, he ain't backing down. Zeke, see how it affected his career. People don't even talk about Zeke as being one of the best. You feel me? One of the best people, one of the best point guards that might ever play the game. They don't even talk to him like that. He beat Jordan, Bird, and Magic in their primes. Not too many people said they could beat them three in their primes. So, yeah, the people don't even talk about Isaiah Thomas like that. People think it was an afterthought. Everybody's thinking about them gooning people, man. But Zeke was a good player. Zeke was a great player. So they should have had definitely definitely had him on that team. That team would have even been more deadly if they had Zeke on that team. But it was politics between Michael and Magic. They, you know, they on some bitch shit. So I think he was a whiner. He was a big whiner. Jordan was a big whiner. So I just need some viewers, man, to say y'all piece. I want to hear from y'all, like, man, what y'all think? Who was the biggest whiner? Jordan, Bad Boys. So, man, who y'all got? Uncle Leroy, I ain't hear you say nothing yet, man. Who you pick? I got Steve thing. Steve said they were bitch made for walking off. I got you, and Jordan took his heart. I got to thank you for that. Thank you for commenting. So, yeah, man, I see 11 of y'all on here, man. Y'all watching, man. Don't be afraid to speak. Man, you can jump on this Bad Boy if you want. Man, you know how I feel, man. I said my piece. I think Jordan was bitch made for it. He should have just dropped that a long time ago. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Pistons fan, even though it's a homer pick. It's just too long. It's too long to hold on to that grudge. They walked off of you on the floor. So what? They walked off on you on the floor. You should have took that as, man. Like he said, I took the heart out of them dudes. You shouldn't be holding no grudges like that, man. But I think if they saw each other today, they'll be fighting, man. They'll be throwing hands. So, like I said, y'all, you know, everybody hold Jordan up to a standard, but he did have his bitch moments. Jordan used to bitch to the referees. Jordan used to bitch about the Pistons beating him up. He used to have his bitch moments. So, I'm a fair and partial Jordan Dover Pistons fan, but I still say Jordan the GOAT. He's the GOAT because he took the game to another level. And you can't say basketball without mentioning Michael Jordan. But he was bitch made in this sense. He need to own up and just be like, man, you know what? I fucked up. I should have put Zeke on the team. You know, that's what he should have did. But to say the Pistons was messed up when the Celtics did the same thing. Why aren't people calling Larry Bird and them a bitch? They walked off. Kevin McHale only stayed on the court because Zeke pulled his arm to talk to him. So why aren't people calling the Celtics a bitch? You feel me? Oh yeah, Steve said, nah, I agree. He should definitely have let that go a long time ago. You're right. But they didn't forgive. They did forgive Dennis because, you know. Yeah, Dennis didn't apologize, man. Dennis was Dennis, and Dennis can rebound. Shit. Who's going to tell Dennis Rodman something, man? And Dennis was doing Dave Pippen dirtier than any one of them. So, yeah, they did forgive Dennis. But something about Zeke, I don't know what it was. They say this, he froze Jordan out of an all-star game once. But I don't think it was that. I just think, you know, they just don't like each other. They just clash. He should have let that shit go. Because, you know, you the GOAT. You're supposed to be above anything petty if you the GOAT. So he should have let that go. He should have just did what he did, man. But you know, Jordan is the king of petty. He been petty. Bro, let me school you a little bit. That's Isaiah Thomas. That's John Sally. That's Joe Dumars. That's Mark Aguirre, Rick Mahorn. We had Dantley on the team before they traded him for Aguirre. And Bill Laimbeer. Of course, Vinny Johnson coming off the bench. So that's most of the Bad Boys. I done schooled you on that, man. So when did you start watching basketball, man, Uncle Leroy? I want to know this. Keep that jack in the box on your head, man. Keep that damn thing on your head in this picture. Well, you know. Sometimes you gotta be petty, but I'm not gonna hold on to something for 30 years, bro. I'm just saying. I might be petty for a week, I ain't gonna hold on to that for 30 years. Come on, man. Exactly. I don't know how he didn't know that either, man. How the hell you didn't know that, Uncle Leroy? Man, I'm about to take your sportscaster card, bro. How you didn't know who the Bad Boys were, man? You gotta let me know. How you didn't know that? All right, bro. We're not doing this Facebook user stuff. I need you to let StreamYard allow access to your profile so we know who I'm talking to, because I don't like talking to anonymous people. So let me know who this is. We're not doing this Facebook user stuff in 2020 no more, man. All right. They played foul basketball, but they were the only one playing foul basketball. Man, back then, there's no easy buckets. I'm taking you out if you come to the hole. You only get called for a foul once. So they believe in double tap. They call it tap tap. So if my horn hits you in the face, Lambeer undercut you. They only can call one foul on you. And back then they didn't have all the flagrant fouls. And Jordan brought that in the league. If people didn't know. AKA your defense. Once again, bro, let me know who you are so I can talk trash back to you. I don't talk trash to people's faces I don't see. I was born in 82, and I know all about the Bad Boys. Shit, I was born in 85. That's why I became a Pistons fan, because of the Bad Boys knocking people out and wasn't scared. And plus, they were the underdog against the Celtics and the Lakers. So I went for the underdog, and I kind of liked them. I did watch the Pistons. Only Isaiah. Well, if you watched Isaiah, you watched the Pistons because he was Mr. Piston. So you watched the Pistons, man. Come on, bro. Come on. Lambeer was primarily game of foul niggas. Nah, that was Rick Mahorn. Lambeer followed behind Mahorn, but. Oh, Sean, I used to bust your ass in basketball. Don't stop that. Stop that. Stop it. Stop it, Sean. You were 3 feet tall? Stop it. But back to your Lambeer comment. You know, Lambeer was the first center really to shoot threes, man. A lot of people don't realize that. Lambeer could shoot. But Lambeer used to foul people. But Lambeer was the only person on the Pistons used to get his ass whooped. So I ain't really was a Bill Lambeer fan because he used to get his ass whooped. But Rick Mahorn, that was a different person up. Lambeer is the dirtiest player in the league ever. Nah, Rick Mahorn got that title, bro. You better look at Rick Mahorn. Rick Mahorn beat up a whole bench by himself. He took people out and fought the bench. So the dirtiest person on the Bad Boy Piston was Rick Mahorn, followed by Dennis Rodman, then Lambeer. Lambeer used to just get his ass beat. Man, look, half the league back in the 80s was full of coke and whiskey. You ain't watched the first two episodes of the documentary? They basically said it was a cocaine circus in Chicago. And you gonna tell me Jordan didn't sniff some coke? Man, I know Jordan sniffed coke. You saw them red eyes? He got eyes like Tyrone Biggums, man. That nigga was the he was the white Pat Beverly. Nah, maybe Pat Beverly is the white Lambeer, man. At least Beverly can play better defense than Lambeer. I give you that. Lambeer used to just ball things. I ain't watched none of it, son. Man, look, I ain't watched none of it, man. When did you start watching basketball, Sean, bro? I want to know. So if you said it was all full of coke and whiskey, man, I thought you used to watch it. So you need to let me know, man. Oh, shit. Man. Hold up, man. I was only supposed to do like 15 minutes, but y'all comments got me rolling. Keep them coming. Fuck you. Who is your favorite player, bro? Let me know who your favorite player is, man. He was the rat. Who was the rat, man? Let me know, man. Yeah, Jordan was. Jordan was the fucking rat. He did snitch on the people. Man, you know Jordan drank. He had a thing of whiskey on the side of his thing during the interview. So you gonna tell me Jordan didn't drink? You saw the red eyes? Them either drunken eyes or crackhead eyes. He looked like Tyrone Biggums. Nobody ain't gonna tell me. He look like a fat crackhead. Jordan said, I didn't do lines. He told us. Man, Jordan was high as a kite. Who you knew came back from a foot fracture as fast as he did, man? That was that coke. That boy injected that coke in his ankles or something, man. Man, Sean, you still on fuck MJ? What MJ did you, man? I know you talk about a documentary, bro. Pippen? Pippen was your favorite player, man? You talking about the dude with the slave contract? MJ, I caught you when I read it again, bro. Sorry, man. I'm acting like I'm from Grambling. Oh, that bitch was hungover. Man, face it. All right, man. Sean, you on one right now, baby. Look, everybody know the flu game was a hangover game. And everybody know when he retired the first time, that bitch had a gambling problem. So they had to fucking sit him down a year. That was a suspension, but they ain't wanna tell you. Jordan did a lot of dirt, man. That's why he didn't play that. I was a diehard Pistons fan when they got my boy Sheed. I swear, I predicted the championship. Man, I was excited too when they got Sheed, bro. You said it was. Who your team now, Steve? You jumped off the bandwagon. I know we shitty right now. Well, Pippen was a forward who played point forward, but he was a forward. He kind of like LeBron. He's not really a guard. He's a forward. So I know Pippen is your boy, but Pippen will always be Robin on that team, bro. He always will be Robin. Everybody know that's Jordan team. Even though when he carried him, he didn't carry him to the finals. Pippen, you know, Pippen was a great player, but nah, I'll take give me Jordan any day over Pippen. I wouldn't go best two-way guard ever either, man. Even if he was a guard, he's not the best two-way. Because Jordan actually won the Defensive Player of the Year, man. Jordan was on a few all-defensive teams, man. So you can't go with that, man. I can't go with you on that one. Pippen was a great player, but Jordan was, you know, Jordan wasn't no slouch either. Jordan was a two-way player, and Jordan was a better scorer. And Jordan actually was a better passer when they let him pass. He was averaging a triple-double when they let him run the Scotty role when Scotty got hurt. So he averaged a triple-double for like 12 games. So, you know, Jordan could actually pass. He just didn't. That's the thing. You know, he's not like Kobe who couldn't pass. it's like Jordan was, you know, he was a beast. I'm not going to shit on Jordan even though I fucking hate his guts. You know, as a Pistons fan, I grew up hating Jordan. Everybody was loving Jordan. Shit, I was until a teenager until I got my first pair of Jordans, man. Because I was that diehard of a Pistons fan, bro. But I'm glad to see that we got one former, I guess he's a former diehard. He said he's a former diehard. You know, I guess he said he was. He probably chilled off on him because we've been sucking lately. So, but, you know, any last words, man? I'm about to get up out of here. Man, I appreciate y'all coming on the show with me today. You know, I think Uncle Leroy might do one later. You know, he might. I don't know if he's still on here or not. He might do one later. But, yeah, let me see. Steve said something else. I fucked with LeBron after Jordan left the Bulls. I was a Rasheed Wallace fan until LeBron took the Pistons out of the playoff. That year, I thought the Pistons were going to beat the Spurs. Facts. They were supposed to beat the Spurs the first time, but yeah, Robert Horry happened, and then we could never get the control of the series. But, yeah, man, look, you mess with LeBron, man. Hey, man, look, I don't hate the guy, but I wouldn't put him in the GOAT category like everybody else doing. But, I know you ain't going nowhere, man. I know you watching from the shadows and shit, man. I know you probably going to do one later. I'm going to jump on yours. See, you could have jumped on mine, bro. But I'm going to jump on yours, bro. I'm gonna cause havoc for your shit when you get on there. Yeah, man. But I respect you, Steve, bro. You know, hey, You found your player. You're rolling with him now, man. But you know me, I'm not a players person, man. I roll with my team. I don't want to be one of them dudes, man, that be like, you know, when the Pistons come back up, oh, man, you just jump back on the bandwagon, bro. So it is what, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, man, you know, you don't what? Oh, you don't consider him the GOAT? Yeah, man, look, I mess with LeBron for people in this group so bad, bro. Just like you probably mess with Jordan people. Man, LeBron fans are so passionate. I might come on talking shit about LeBron, and I might get like 30 people. So I learned you can't say that about LeBron. Oh, yeah, teams aren't solid anymore. You can't rule with them. It's hard. Trust me, it's hard being a Pistons fan, bro. It's really, really, really hard, man. Shit. You know how much shit I get for being a Pistons fan? Yeah, after the big three in Boston, after LeBron bolted, after KD did that big shit going to the Warriors, you know, shit ain't the same. You got to go with players now because teams are, you know, it's hard to ride with a team because they're changing so much. So, it's not solid. You're right about that, man. So, and you know, any more people before I get off in a minute. Yeah, you know, you gotta respect it though, man. You gotta respect it. So, you know, any more on this subject about Jordan and the walk-off? Because I'm about to dip off in a second. I don't want to take up all the time. I don't know when Uncle Leroy is going to start his show. Man, I appreciate you, Steve, for joining and your questions and your comments. Sean, I respect you, too, for coming on, man. Of course, Uncle Leroy, bro. Man, I salute you, man. Till next time, man. It's your boy, Chopper. I'm out.